Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We left off on Kuf Yud Zayinam Beis, three lines from the end of the page. The last word on the line, Vilo. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor of his wife and children, and Lina Nishmas' mother, Goldava Simcha, Allah Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. So we were in the middle of talking about the source for the idea that Shomer, that a Shomer Lepri or a Shomer Leochel is Mitami Tumas Ochlin, but not Tumas Nevelos. So we're going to discuss the source for the idea that Velo Shomerim Lutuma Chamura, that Shomerim are not Mitztarif to the Shir Kezayis of Tumas Nevelos. Then the majority of the daf is going to discuss the sources with regard to Tumas Ochlin, the source for the dinim of both Yados and Shomrim. Yados and Shomrim are two different things. Shomer is something that protects the pri, and a yad is something that just helps you lift it, like a drumstick. So the bone doesn't protect the actual food around it, but it helps you lift it to go and take a bite from it. So the din of a yad is less attached to the pri. It's less a part of the pri than the din of a Shomer. A Shomer is considered to be something that is much more a part of the pri, and therefore the halacha is that a yad could be machnis tuma and motzi tuma. So if the food was not tame prior, but then tuma touched the yad, now the food becomes tame, even though the tuma only touched the yad. Not only that, if the food was tame and then something tar touched the yad, that thing becomes tame. The yad is machnis and motzi tuma. The shomer is not only machnis and motzi tuma; it's even mitstaref to the shir tuma. When it comes to Tumas Ochlin, when it comes to Tumah Kala. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out what are the sources that teach me those dinim, that a yad is machnis umotzi, and that a shomer is not only machnis umotzi, but is also mitztarif. That is pretty much the entire Amud Aleph and a half of Amud Beis. Then the Gemara is going to question and defend the source that a shomer is mitztarif to the shir of Tumas Ochlin. And then toward the end of the daf, we're going to have a different halachic discussion, machlo, whether a liquid touching a yad is able to be machshir lekabel tuma. We said that yad is able to be machnis and motzi actual tuma. What about hechshir lekabel tuma? We know that in order for an ochel to become tame, it first needs to come in contact with one of the zayin mashkim in order to be machshir lekabel tuma. What if the food itself didn't come in contact with one of the zayin mashkim, but the yad came in contact with one of the zayin mashkim? Is the food now considered to be hechshir lekabel tuma? So let's say you have an apple with a little stem that comes out. So that's a yad, let's say. It makes it easy to pick up the apple. And water didn't touch the apple, it touched the stem. Is the apple now hukshar lekabel tuma? So that's going to be a machlokas, and the Gemara is going to explain the basis for that machlokas. So let's begin three lines from the bottom of the page, last one on the line. V'lo shomrim l'tuma chamura minolan. How do I know that shomrim are not mitztarif together with the yochel for the shir kazayis of tumas nevei? Where do we know that din? So Gemara says, we ditan rabbana, we learn it from the Braisa, because when it comes to Tumas Nevela, the Pasuk says, Benivlasa. It says, Hanogea Benivlasa Yitma ad Arev. So the word Benivlasa teaches us that only if someone touches the Basar of the Nevela itself, will you become Tame. Velo Ba'or. But not if you only touch the Or of the Nevela, She'enel of Kazayis Basar, that's not attached to a kazayis basar, because even if together with the or you now have a kazayis, meaning it's a half a kazayis of basar and a half a kazayis of or, so together it equals a kazayis, it's not mitami tumas nevela, because a shomer is not mitstaref with the ochel with regard to tumah chamura, with regard to tumas nevela. So yachla nogea kenegan basar meachorav lo yei tame. So you might therefore think that if you touch the or that's attached to some amount of basar from behind, where you're touching only the or side of things, that you're not going to become tame. That's why the pasuk says you'll become tame. Says more my kamar. We just said a stira minei ubei. First, we said that the or is not mitstarif with the basar to be mitame. So therefore, you're not going to become tame if it's a chatzi zayis of basar and a chatzi zayis of or. And then we said, I know that if you touch the or, you will become tame. What do you mean? You just said you're not going to become tame. So what on earth is going on in this brisa? So amar rava va'amila kedi. Either Rava or the way Rashi learns, Kedi is the name of a different Amora. So either Kedi or Rava said that Chisuri Mechsra, that the Brisa is missing a line, Vahachi Katani, and this is how to read the Brisa. Binivla sa Veloba or Shaylov Kazayas Basar Ava or Mashlimo the Kazayas. That only if you touch a Kazayas of Basar Nevela will you become Tame. But if it's a Chati Zayas of Basar Nevela together with a Chati Zayas of Or, the Or is not going to be Mitztarif with the Basar to make up a Shir Kazayas, and you're not going to become Tame. So Yachal Shaynamotzi Af Or Sheyeshal of Kazayas Basar. Ooh, you might think that Shani Af or sheish lov kazayis basar, that I exclude from dinei tuma even or that's connected to a full kazayis of basar, that on a gea connected basar meachar of yachal lo yei tamei. You might think that once I have a full kazayis of basar and it's attached to or, that if I touch that or I'm not going to become tamei. Vafilu maisi yad nami lo avid, which means it doesn't even function as a yad. We know a yad has the ability lahachnis ulahotzi, that once you have tuma, the yad of that tumma is able to be motzi tumma to other things. You might have thought that the or, which is a shomer, doesn't even function like a yad and doesn't have the ability to transmit the tumma that it's attached to other items. Tamlomer yitma. That's where the pasuk says yitma. So it's not a stira in the brisa. It's actually quite clear that if you don't have a kazayis of besar nevela, there is no tumma there. I don't care how much or is attached to that kazayis. You don't have a kazayis of besar nevela, there's no tumma. The or is not mitzdarif. But if you do have a kazayis of besar nevela, then the or at least will be able to function as a yad to transmit that tumma to other things. Period. That's the end of that discussion. So tzinan hasam. So now the Mishnah in Maseches Uktzin, the beginning of Maseches Uktzin, teaches us the dinim of yad and shomer. And it goes as follows. Kol shu yad velo shomer. Anything that functions as a yad but is not a shomer. Let's say a bone that does not have marrow in it. Rashi gives the example. Because if it has marrow in it, then the bone is a shomer for the marrow that's inside. The marrow has din of basar. So let's say you have bone that has no marrow in it. So the bone is not a shomer. It's not protecting anything, but it does serve as a yad. So you have a drumstick with meat at one end. So since it's easy to grab the meat by picking up the drumstick, by picking up the bone, that is din of a yad, but not a shomer. So the halacha is tamei umetamei. If the food was tahar, let's say the chicken at the end of the drumstick was tahar, and a sheretz touches the bone, it touches the yad, so the yad brings the tumah to the food. The food will now become tamei. Umetame. If the food was tame and the yad touches something that was tahar, so now the tumma will transmit from the food to that tahar thing that touched only the yad. But veinu mitztaref. But if the food itself doesn't have a shir kabeitza, the yad is not mitztaref to the shir kabeitza in order to have the dinim of tumas ochlim. You know, the halacha of tumas ochlim is only be kabeitza. So let's say you don't have it's not a full drumstick. It's one of those little baby drumsticks. So you don't have a kibetz of meat at one end, so but together with the yad, it would be a kibetz. It's irrelevant. The yad is not mitzaref to the shir kibetz. So what the Mishnah tells us is that the din of yad is that the yad is machnis tumah, it's motzi tumah, it does not, it's not mitzaref to a shir tumah. Shomer, afal pi she'eno yad, if something is a shomer for the food, even though it may not be a yad, it may not be a handle, it's just a shomer, it's mor chamur, it's tame umet. It can not only be machlis tuma and motzi tuma, it can not only bring tuma to the food and bring tuma from the food to other things, it's even mitztarif to the shir. So shomer is more severe, it's more significant, it's more chamor than yad. So yad, this is the yisod of the whole daf, that yad is machlis umotzi, and shomer is not only machlis umotzi, it's even mitztarif when it comes to tumas ochlin. Now, lo yad, lo shomer, lo tameh, lo metameh. And if something is neither a yad nor a shomer, you have a little bit of hair on the meat, so it's not a shomer, it doesn't protect anything. If you lift it up, it will just come right off of the feather will come right off of the chicken. It's not going to help you lift up the piece, so it's not a yad. If it's neither a yad nor a shomer, then it's not machnis, it's not motzi, it's not mitztarif, it's nothing. So that's the yisod upon which the entire daf today is built, that yad is machnis tuma, motzi tuma, shomer is not only machnis, mostly tuma. It's also mitzdarif to the shear of a kibetza for tumas ochlin. So says the Gemara. Okay, now let's figure out where we know that from. So the whole thing is about deriving from the psukim these dinim. So yad lo seich ksiva. Where does it say the din of a yad that something that's not the food itself is going to be able to be machnas to mosi tuma? So the ksiv, because the pasuk says when it comes to Zra'im, v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafal minav l'sam alav, tamei ulechem, that when water touches your plants, that your stuff that grew from the ground, and then nevela touches it, so the nevela is going to be metamei the food, so lechem, l'chol shabitzarchechem. It sounds like anything that's a tzorech of that ochel is included in the din of tumas ochlin, l'rabel sasei yados, and that is where we derive yados of ochlin, that even though it's not the ochel itself, but it services the ochel, and therefore it's able to be mevi tuma to the ochel. So we learn from there the din of a yad to be mevi tuma, to be machnis the tuma to the ochel. That if a nevela touches not only the food, but if a nevela touches the yad of the food, then the food is going to become tame from having touched from the yad having touched that nevela. Uksiv, and the pasuk says by nevela, v'chiyamus min abehema asher hi lachem, that if a nevela, if an animal dies, so if you nogeh b'nevelasav, you touch the nevela, you're going to be tamei. So we darshin lachem l'chol shabitzrachechem. That includes the rabbis sasayados. That includes not only the food itself, but even the yados of the food. So since it's functions to help hold the food, it's motzi the tum from the food. So from there we see the din of yados of ochlin to be motzi as a tuma, because over there it's talking about to being motzi the tuma, because it's talking about a nevela which itself is tamei being mitamei other things. So we're talking about the yad of the nevela. So the first pasuk teaches me about the yad of a fruit, let's say, and it's saying that if that fruit was huksho the kabel tuma and tuma touched the yad, now the fruit is going to become tamei. That's machnis. The second pasuk is about nevela. Nevela itself is inherently tamei. So the yad of nevela will be able to transmit the tumah to something else. That is motzi, and therefore I have a directly mudyad lahachnis ulaotzi. So you see very, very clearly that we have a din of a yad both to be machnas tumah and to be motzi tumah. Shomer lahachnis ulaotzi lo tzarchra. The idea that a shomer could at least do that, could at least be machnas tumah and motzi tumah. You don't need a pasuk for that, because kal v'chomer miyad asi. I would derive that from a kal v'chomer from yad. Uma yad she'ina megi. If a yad doesn't even do anything to protect the food and nevertheless has the capacity to be machnas tuma and motzi tuma, shomer lekolshkein, a shomer which does even more for the food, it not only functions as a yad, it even protects the food, so all the more so it should have the ability to be machnas tuma and motzi tuma. The Achronim point out that we're going to have at the very, very end of the daf, we probably won't read it today, even it's going to be tomorrow, that according to Rav, there's no yad for pachos mikazayis, but there is a shomer for pachos mikazayis. So it sounds like even the lahachnas lahotzi, he would say such a thing. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, pachos mikapul, there's a din of a shomer, but there's no din of a yad. So we lechora can't just derive the din of a shomer being machnas mosi from the din of a yad, because you would need a special pasuk to tell me that a shomer is machnas mosi, because if you derive it only from dinyan, tayul abamin adin lios kenidon, and it shouldn't apply to pachos mikazayis according to Rav, or to pachos mikapul according to Rabbi Yochanan. So that's a kasha that needs to be dealt with. But okay, we don't have that kasha because we're not at the end of the daf yet. So again, we derive that from the psukim by hechsher lekabel tumah and from the psukim of nevela that a yad has the ability the hachnas lahotzi. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a shomer is machnas lahotzi, because it's a kal v'chomer that a shomer does even more for the pri, it's more a part of the pri because it protects the pri. So of course it has the ability to be machnas umotzi. So shomer dekasav rachmana lamali. So why then does the pasuk have to tell me about shomer? So shema minal letzarif. We have an extra pasuk about shomer. Akal zarezra sheyuzareya, where we learn that shomer of an ochel is like an ochel, to teach me that shomer could do one more thing than yad can do. The fact that it could be machnas umotzi, that's a kal v'chomer from yad. Why does the Torah tell me about shomer that it could go even further than that? It could be mitzarif. mitzarev. So it could be mitzarev together with the ochel to be mashin l'shir kebetza for tumas ochlin. So that's the limud that we know that yad is machnas amotzi. Shomer is not only machnas amotzi; it's even mitzarev. So frankly, Gemara, but wait, ve'im yad hachnas v'lo lahotzi. Maybe yad only has the ability to be machnas tuma to the food, but it doesn't have the ability to be motzi tuma from the food. Meaning, being machnas tuma to the food, we already learned from chiyutan mayim from the pasuk by hechsher lekabel tuma by zra'im. What about the pasuk by nevela? Didn't we learn from there that you could be that yad can be motzi tuma from the food? Yeah, but maybe we can't derive from nevela for to other types of ochlin, because it could be tumas nevela is so chamur that yes, by tumas nevela a yad is able to be motzi the tuma from a nevela. But does that necessarily mean that a yad is able to be motzi tuma from an apple? And therefore, maybe the pasuk by nevela does not teach me the din of a yad being motzi tuma and shomer lahachnis ulahotzi, and therefore the extra pasuk by shomer is not teaching me that shomer is mitzarif. It's just teaching me that shomer is motzi tuma. Meaning, maybe push everything back one level that yad is only machnis and not motzi, and shomer goes one step further is machnis and motzi, but not mitzarif. Avol yad lahotzi, yad having the ability to be motzi, v'shomer letzarif lo, and the shomer being mitzarif is not. We don't have any pasuk to teach me that. Meaning, how do you know that you're able to learn from the pasuk by nevela that that a yad has the ability to be motzi? Maybe it doesn't. It only has the ability to be machnis, and mimela shomer only goes one step further and only has the ability to be machnis and motzi and not to be mitzarif. So it says more yad lahachnis lahotzi lo matzamrit. It cannot be that a yad can only be machnis tuma to the food and not motzi tuma from the food, because if the yad is able to bring the tuma to the food that has not yet been makabel tuma, do you need to tell me that it has the ability to be motzi the tuma from the food? Meaning it's much more mstaver that something should be able to transmit tuma than to receive tuma in the first place. So once I know that the yad has the ability to be machnis tuma to the food, then it only makes sense that it has the ability to be motzi tuma to other things as well. And mimela, the extra pasuk by shomer tells me that shomer is not only machnis motzi, it's also mitzarif. So says more, okay, but maybe I could say the opposite. Ve'im yad lahotzi v'lo lahachnis. Maybe yad can only do one of the two things, and you're right, it doesn't make sense that it can be machnis tuma, not motzi tuma. Maybe it can only be motzi tuma and not machnis tuma, because the pasuk Yutan Mayim Al-Zara, where we learned the din of yados from, maybe that only tells me that a yad could be motzi the tuma. L'chora, that's problematic, because the pasuk is not talking about being motzi tuma. The pasuk is talking about becoming tame. It's talking about hechsher l'kabel tuma. So it's saying that if zra'im become wet, then it has the ability to become tame. So Rashi points out this problem, that the Gemara is going to say that you can't learn the din of yad by ochlin is only to be motzi tuma, because the pasuk in Mayim Al-Zara, where we learn the din of yad by ochlin, is actually about being machnes tuma. It's talking about a tohar food that has now become hukshul l'kabel tuma and therefore can become tameh. But in the meantime, the Gemara is going to give a different answer. But ein hachinami, that's going to be the real answer. Of course, you can't say that the whole pasuk by yad is only about being motzi tuma. The pasuk is about being machnes tuma. The pasuk is about being hukshul l'kabel tuma. But okay, the Gemara is asking it as if it's a possibility. So the Gemara says again, maybe the whole pasuk by yad only teaches me that a yad could be motzi tuma, but not to be machnis tuma, and shomer lahotzi ulahachnis, and therefore a shomer goes one step further and can be motzi tuma and machnis tuma. Avol yad lahachnis v'shomer l'tzarif lo, but maybe a yad does not have the ability to be machnis tuma, and a shomer does not have the ability to be mitzari for the shir ochlim for tumas ochlim. Sans the Gemara, yad yasei reksivi. We find an extra word in the pasuk when it comes to the din of yad, because the pasuk says tanu v'kirayim yutatz. It says that anytime a nevela comes into Tanur v'kirayim, so you have to smash the Tanur v'kirayim because they are tameh. So we darshan lachem l'chol shabitzrachechem. The pasuk says tameim heim u'tameim yu lachem. So we darshan that l'rabbis haseyados, that the lachem teaches me anything that services the Tanur, including the yados, which is machnas the tumah to the Tanur. So since I don't need two psukim to tell me that that a yad has the capacity to be motzi tumah, but I have two psukim teach me about about Yados, so it must be one of those psukim is telling me that Yad can be Motzi Tumah. The other is teaching me that a Yad can be Machnis Tumah. Oh, once a Yad can do both of those things, a Shomer can obviously do both of those things, and therefore the extra pasuk by Shomer teaches me that a Shomer is even Mitztarev. So says Gemara, well, Hei Minay Miyater. You could only make that drasha if one of the times that it talks about Yad, it's extra, that it's not necessary, and it could therefore teach me that a Yad can be Machnis Tumah. But which one is extra? We need all of them to tell me that the din of Yados, even just the fact that a Yad could be Motzi Tumah, because I cannot learn one from the other. So I don't have, and if I cannot learn from one from the other, I don't have a source for the idea that Yados are able to be Machnis Tumah. So it says, Lichtov Rachmano Bizraim, Vilesi Hanach Minahi. Let the Torah say the din of Yados only by Zraim, and we'll learn the din of Yados by Nevela and by Tanur with a Binyanav from Zraim. Well, Mal Zraim Shekin Tumasa Meruba, but you can't, because Zraim is has its own chumrah in that it's a metame much more than a Tanur and a Nevela are metame, because Zraim are Mekabel Tumah even from a Vlada Tumah, not only from an Ava Tumah. A Tanur is only Mekabel Tumah from an Ava Tumah. A Nevela, the Pasuk tells me, is metame Tumah Sochlim more than Tumas Nevelos. And since we find that the Torah is more machmir by Zraim than it is by Nevela and by Tanur, so you can't learn that the din of Yados is going to apply to Nevela and a Tanur just because it says it by Zraim. Maybe that's a special chumrah. The din of Yad is a special chumrah by Zraim. So I need a pasuk by Tanur and by Nevela to tell me the basic din of Yados. It's not extra to teach me that, oh, it's not only machnis, it's also motzi. I need all these psukim. Lichtov Rachmanu B'Tanur, so you're going to tell me, no, let it just say it by Tanur, v'lesi hanach minei, and I'll derive Zroim and Nevela with a binyanav from Tanur. No, mal Tanur shekin b'tamei me'aviro. Tanur has its own chumrah, that it could become tamei even without touching, even just in the airspace of the Tanur, which you don't have by Zroim and you don't have by Nevela. So what are you going to tell me? Lichtov Rachmanu b'Nevela, let the Torah only tell me the din of Yad by Nevela, v'lesi hanach minei, and I'll derive Yados of Zroim and of Tanur from Nevela. Well, mal Nevela shekin metama adam metama b'masa. Nevela has plenty of its own chumras. Nevela has the ability to be metame a person. Nevela can be metame b'masa even without maga v'tumi yotze megufa. And not only that, Nevela is the source of the tumah itself. Whereas by Zraim and by Tanur, they're never the original source of the tumah. They are things that have become tame, but they're never the basis, the originating point of the tumah. And therefore, just because you would tell me the din of Yad by Nevela, does not necessarily mean I would figure out that there's also a din of Yad, that there's also this chumrah called Yad by Tanur and by Zraim. So since we find that each one has its own chumrah, the Torah needs to tell me Yad by Tanur, by Nevela, by Zraim, and Mela, maybe all of those places where the Torah teaches me the din of Yad, it's only telling me that Yad has the ability to be Motzi Tumah, but it never tells me anywhere that Yad has the ability to be Machnis Tumah. And maybe Yad therefore doesn't have the ability to be Machnis Tumah. And if Yad doesn't have the ability to be Machnis Tumah, maybe the only thing that Shomer has over Yad is that Shomer can be Machnis Tumah, but cannot even be Mitztaref. So it says, no. You're right. I can't learn from the din of Yad just by Nevela to the other two, or the din of Yad just by Zroim to the other two, or the din of Yad just by Tanur to the other two. But maybe the combination of two of them together could teach me everywhere else, and then I'll still have one extra one to teach me that it's not only Motzi Tumah, but it's also Machnis Tumah. So it says, Mariel, yeah, let's try that out. Hey, Tesi, which one do you want to the Torah which two do you want to learn from, and which one do you want to use as the extra pasuk? Lo lichtav Rachmanu Bizraim v'teisi mehanach. Are you suggesting that I'd be able to figure out that a Yad can be Motzi Tumah if it never taught the din of Yad by Zraim, and it only had the din of Yad by Tanur and by Nevela? That what are you going to say? You're going to say, well, Tanur has its own chumrah because it's metame me'aviro, whereas Zraim are only tame b'negia, and therefore it's not Motzi Tumah to other things. Well, I'll be able to then say Nevela tochiach, because Nevela is only mitame v'negia. And nevertheless, it's mostly tumat other things. Oh, you're going to say, well, nevela is mitame asa adam, and so it has that chumrah that zroim does not have. So, well, I could respond that tanur yochiach, that's not mitame asa adam, and still is able to be mitame other things. So there's no duchia. So we can learn from the combination of zroim, nevela, and tanur from the tzad hashava that they're both that I can learn zroim from nevela and tanur that they're both tame and they're motzi tuma to other things. So zroim also should have the yados of zroim should be able to be motzi other things, and therefore the yad that it says by zroim is extra to teach me that it's even machlis tuma and shalom al yisrael will be happy. It says, well, no, it doesn't work because malahanach by tanur and nevela they have something that zroim don't have, namely shemitam shalom behechsher. They're able to be mitame without becoming hukshal kabel tuma, whereas zroim needs hechsher kabel tuma. So that won't work. So I still need all three psukim. So I'm Rav Yeshua Peros Shalom Hukshu Ketanu Shalom Nigram Malachta Dami. No, no, no. The fact that that Zroim need to be Hukshu LeKabel Tumah in order to become Tame is not a Chumra that you have by or a Kula that you have by Zroim that you're not going to have by Tanur and Nevela. The idea that a Pri needs to be Hukshu LeKabel Tumah is just saying that the Pri has to be a Gemar Pri. It has to be a Pri before it can become Hukshu LeKabel Tumah. And that's similar to an oven that's half made. If it's not finished, if you haven't finished making the oven, so then it's not an oven yet. So it's not a pre is not a pre until it's Hukshal Kabel Tumah. This forms the basis of the Shita of the Rashbam and the Sefer HaChinuch, who say that that's what Hukshal Kabel Tumah is. That Hukshal Kabel, why is it that food needs to get wet before it can become Tameh? Because before a pre is washed, the Rashbam writes in Baba Basra and the Sefer HaChinuch writes, before it's washed, it's not a pre. You wouldn't need it. So it's not a pri. So only once it's washed, it takes on the status of a shame pri. That's how Hukshal Kabel Tumah works, and this Gemara is the basis for that shita. The Ramban al Torah has a different understanding of how Hukshal Kabel Tumah works. The Ramban al Torah says sometimes when something is, if let's say you take an apple that's totally dry and you put it in the sand and then you pick it up, all the sand falls right off. It slides right off of the apple. Let's say the apple is wet and you roll it around in the sand, so then you pick it up, all the sand adheres to the surface of the apple. So just like we have that in the physical world, we have that in the spiritual world as well, in the metaphysical world as well, that tumah attaches when there's liquid to hold it on, when there's liquid to make it adhere to the surface. So once it became wet, so now tumah can attach itself. Nothing to do with Gemar Pri. It's about the tumah's ability to attach. But the basis for the idea that it's Gemar Pri is this Gemara. So says Gemara Ela Parachachi, why aren't we docha the limud from the tzad hashava as follows: Mala hanach shekein mitamin shelo benegia, that by tanur and nevela they have the ability, the yados have the ability to be mitame other things because they are mitame shelo benegia without touching. A tanur is mekabel tuma ba'aviro, and in nevela you have such a thing as tumas masa. So tumar bizraim shein mekablin el benegia, whereas zraim the only way to transmit tuma is by touching. So since the Torah is not machmir so much by zraim that you need to have negia in order for it to become tame, so I can't learn that the din of yad is necessarily going to apply to zraim just because it applies to nevela and tanur. So it says more, okay, so let's go back to the drawing board. Maybe the Torah should not have written the din of yad by tanur, and I'd be able to derive it from the combination of nevela and zraim, and therefore the extra yad that it says by tanur is free to teach me that it's not only motzi tumah but it's machlis tumah as well. Malahanach shekein ochel says, well, no, because when it comes to zraim and nevela are both foods. A tanur is not a food; it's a kli, and therefore I cannot derive tanur from the other two. So it says, well, okay, let's try another possibility. Lo lichtav rachmana b'nevela. Let the Torah not tell me the din of yad by nevela, v'tesi mehanach, and I'll derive it from the combination of zra'im and tanur. Says the Gemara, yad nevela lamali. Why does the Torah have to tell me the din of yad by nevela? Imeinu inyan liyad nevela, t'neu inyan liyad di'alma. It must be teaching me about the din of yados in general. The yad lahachnis, v'yad lahotzi. that not only does the yad have the ability to be motzi tuma, but even to be machnis tuma. And therefore, the extra pasuk that it tells me by a shomer is that shomer litzarif, that shomer could go one step further, which again is the purpose of the whole daf, is to prove that point, that a yad is able to be machnis and to be motzi, and shomer goes one step further as mitzarif. So says Marinov, the Torah needs to tell me the pasuk of yad by nevela. It's not extra to teach me that yad has the ability to be motzi, to be machnis tuma. Because the Torah not told me the din of yad by nevela, and I would have had to learn it from the combination of zroim and tanur. Havamina dayla b'min adin lios kanidon. I would think that the din of yad when it comes to nevela is limited by the same limitations that you have by zroim and tanur, namely that mahanach lo metame adam. Just like zroim and tanur cannot be metame a person that touches them, so af nevela lo metame adam. I would therefore think a yad of a nevela doesn't have the ability to be metame adam. Meaning, if the pasuk hadn't taught me explicitly that there's a din of yad by nevela, and I had to learn it from Tanur and Zraim, then the din of yad by nevela might exist, but only to the extent that it exists by Zraim and by Tanur. And by Zraim and by Tanur, yad only has the ability to be, does not have the ability to be metame and adam, and only has the ability to be metame foods. So the yad of nevela would likewise not have the ability to be metame adam. And that's why the Torah has to tell me the din of yad by nevela, and therefore we're back to the drawing board. Because if I need the very basic din of yad by nevela, by Tanur, by Zraim, I need the Torah to tell me in all three of those places, that only teaches me that yad has the ability to be motzi tuma. How do I know yad has the ability to be machnas tuma? I don't. Yad doesn't have the ability to be machnas tuma. And mele shomer, which goes one step past yad, could be machnas and motzi, but can't be mitzdaref. So it says Gemara, ele yad nevela mitzrach tzarech. So the yad that it says by nevela is actually needed. We need the yad by all three places. V'shomer de nevela hudel tzarech. If you want to know where there's an extra pasuk, there's an extra pasuk by shomer of a nevela. L'may hilch sakas v'rachmano. Why does the Torah have to say it? Il itztarufeyiv. It's to tell me that a shomer of a nevela is mitztarif with the basar to be mashlin l'shir kazayis. No. Shomer, we said, is mitztarif. That's only by Tumas Ochlin. That's not by Tumas Nevela. Amit lo mitztarif lohotzi. Kal v'chomer lo mitztarif. And ulohotzi. And if you're going to tell me that the din of shomer nevela is telling me that it's able to be motzi tuma, well, kal v'chomer miyadasi. I already know that from a yad, that a yad has the ability to be motzi tuma, so a shomer has the ability to be motzi tuma. Ella, imenin le shomer de nevela, teneu inyan le yad de nevela. So the pasuk, the extra pasuk about shomer of a nevela is unnecessary to teach me anything about a shomer, so it must be that it's teaching me about a yad of a nevela. V'imenu inyan le yad de nevela. Now, if I don't need to teach me about a yad of a nevela in particular, teneu inyan le yad de yadma. Maybe it's just teaching me about yad in general. The yad the hotzi, yad the hachnis, and shomer le tzaref. And therefore, I need all three times it says yad by Tanur and by Zraim and by Nevela, just to tell me that that a yad has the ability to be motzi tuma. How do I know a yad has the ability to be machnas tuma? Because of the extra time that it tells me shomer by Nevela. And then the extra shomer that you have by Ochlim teaches me that that a shomer could even be mitzdarif to a shir of Tumas Ochlim. So we're all good right now. So says the Gemara, how do you know that the yitma that it says by Nevela is coming to tell me that yad is able to be machnes tuma, maybe the extra pasuk about shomer of a nevela is not teaching me that a yad has the ability to be machnes tuma, maybe it's teaching me about shomer of other ochlim, that it's mitzdarif with the ochel for a shir kapetza to be mitamis tumas ochlim, that I'd rather say a shomer of a nevela is coming to, the pasuk by shomer of a nevela is teaching me some din about shomer of other foods, which is at least they have a shomer in common with each other, rather than teaching me a din of yad, which has nothing to do with shomer. So it says, no, shomer lahachnis, shomer l'tzarif av yad lahachnis lo. And therefore, maybe what I should derive from there is that a shomer has the ability to be machnas tuma, shomer has the ability to be mitzarif with the ochel to be mashal mashir kebetza, but maybe there is no din of yad lahachnis. Says Gemara, we're finally back to what we thought the answer was going to be. That how do I know that yad has the ability to be machnas? Machnis, because when the Torah teaches the din of Yad, it's about Hechsher Lekabel Tumah. It's about becoming Tameh. The whole Pasuk is about La'achnis. That's how I know a Yad has the ability to be Machnis. So stop twisting yourself in a pretzel to try to figure out how I know that a Yad has the din of La'achnis. It's a Beferish a Pasuk. That's the whole source of the din of Yad. So it's Achlasa Ksiva. So ask the Gemara, Ela Shomer din Avela Lamali. So then what do I have that extra Pasuk about Shomer of a Nevela? Lugufei, to tell me about Nevela itself. Ulamai, what about Nevela? If it's coming to tell me that it's Mitztarif with the Basra to be Mashal Mashir Kazayas, that is Shomer of a Nevela is Mitztarif with the Basra Nevela to be Mashal Mashir Kazayas, Amad Lo Mitztarif. It's not true. It's not Mitztarif for Tumah Chamura. And Ila Hachnas Ulahotzi, Kaval Chomer Miyad Asya. And if we're and if it's there to teach me that it's Machnas and Motzi, that I know is a Kaval Chomer from Yad. So answers Gemara, yeah, but Mil Sadasi of Kaval Chomer, Tarkov Kasal Lakra. Sometimes I can learn something from the Kaval Chomer and the Pasuk will say it anyway. Iachi, Shomer the Alma, Emelach, Lahachnis, Mil Sadasi of Kaval Chomer, Tarkov Kasal Lakra. Maybe Shomer in general, having the ability to, is only able to be Machnas Tumah, and the Pasuk is coming to tell me that it's able to be Machnas the Tumah, and to be Motzi the Tumah, and even though I don't need a Pasuk to teach me that it's able to be Machnas and Motzi, but maybe that's also Mil Sadasi of Kaval Chomer, Tarkov Kasav Lakra, and therefore there's no pasuk to teach me that a shomer is able to be mitzareif to the shir. So it says Mara, no, hechli dikel midrash tashinan. You don't say mil sadasi b'kav v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra unless there's nothing else to do with that pasuk. But if there's some other limud you can make from the pasuk, you make the limud, and therefore the extra pasuk that we have by shomer teaches me that a shomer is not only machnis and not only motzi. That I learned from a kav v'chomer, but it's even mitzareif. Rav Chaviva Amar Shaini Shomer Dinavei Lekivin Demaisa Yadka Avid Ayad Shadin Alei. And Rav Chaviva says, really, the pasuk Yitma that it says by Nevela, which is not needed for itself, is coming to tell me that Yad is able to machnis the tuma by Shar Ochlim, like the Gemara had said. We had asked that maybe it's coming to tell me only that a Shomer of Shar Ochlim is able to machnis the tuma, but a Yad is not. So we said the Shomer of a Nevela is different than Shar Ochlim because it performs a Maisa Yad. A Shomer of a Nevela is just like a Yad. All it does is, meaning Shomer, we said, goes one step beyond Yad. That's true by Tumas Ochlin. It's not true by Tumas Nevela, because Shomer of a Nevela is not Mitztarif to the Shir of a Nevela. So it functions as a Yad, and therefore whatever the din of a Shomer of a Nevela is going to be is always going to match the din of a Yad. Maskevar of Yehuda bar Yishmal, Hadetanan ha-pitma shal rimon mitztarefes, va'anet shalo ein mitztarif. That which the Mishnah says that the pitma of a rimon, the flower on top, is mitztarif to the Shir Kibetz of Tumas Ochlin, but the thing on top of that is not Mitzayev to the Shir of Tumas Ochlin. My Kari Khan al Kol Zera Zarua. Why don't we say that the Pasuk is Kol Zera Zarua Shari Zareya, that Ochlim are Metame, the way that you would go plant them. Veleka and Dafka Bezraim, where it's the Derech to plant them with the shell around them, with the peel around them, then you'd say that the Shomer is Mitzarev to the Shir of Ochel. But by a Rimon, that's not true. You would never plant a rimon. If you want to grow a pomegranate tree, you don't plant a rimon with the nates on it, with the shomer on it. Vesu, and not only that, hadetznan ha'arva rotav akipa. Our Mishnah that said that the ar and the rotav and the kippah are all mitztarif to the shir kabeitza l'tami tumasochlin minalan. How do I know that din? After all, if the whole basis of a shomer being mitztarif is from the pasuk al kol zerazura sheyizar. So it's only about things that are planted. Or rotav kippah, none of those things are planted. It's not a plant. Now it must be that because there are three times it says zera in the pasuk, it says al kol zera zarua asher izareya. So chad l'shomer d'zraim. One of them teaches me that that the shomer of a zera, like the klipa around the chita or the adashim, are mitztarif with the ochel. V'chad l'shomer d'ilanos, and one to tell me the pitma of the rimon is mitztarif with the ochel, like by a tree. V'idach l'shomer basar, and one to to tell me that the Or and the Rotav and the, all that, Ubeitzim, the Shomer of Abbasar, and Beitzim and Vidagim, which are not planted at all, they're not Zroim at all, that they're also Mitzdarif. Okay, so now we move on to the second topic of the Daf. Amrav Chibrashi Amrav, Yesh Yad Lutuma Ve'in Yad Lehechsher. Rabbi Yochanan Amr, Yesh Yad Lutuma Ulehechsher. Does the din of a Yad function to be Machshir Lekabel Tuma? You have a Yad on the Pri, and water touches the Yad of the Pri. Is the Pri now Huchshir Lekabel Tuma? So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rav. So Michael Miflugi, Iba Yisei Misvara, Iba Yisei Makra. What are they arguing about? Either in Svara or in Pasuk. Iba Yisei Makra, they might be arguing in Pasuk that Mar Savar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Velo Lefnei Fanav, that the Pasuk of, that talks about Hachshir Lekabel Tuma is only darshan for the previous phrase, but not for the phrase that precedes it. Umar Savar Mikra, the Pasuk of Lachem, that we learn the din of Yados, is Nidrash Lefanav, teaches me about the previous phrase, which is about the Tuma itself, but Ulefnei Fanav, and the phrase that precedes that, which is about Hachshir Lekabel Tuma. So that's how they'd be arguing the Pasuk. Iba Yisei Masvara, or they might be arguing in Svara, that Mar Savar Hachshir Tchilas Tuma Hu, that Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that there's a Yad Legabe Hechsher Lekabel Tuma, holds that Hechsher is just the beginning of the Tuma process, and therefore whatever's true about the Tuma process is true about the Hechsher process. So if Yad works for Tuma, Yad works for Hechsher. Umar Savar Hechsher Lav Tchilas Tuma Hu, that Hechsher is not the beginning of the Tuma process. Tanya Kavaseit Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is Mufurish in the Brisek, Shem Sheish Yad Letuma, Kach Yesh Yad Lehechsher, Ukshem Shein Mekam Tuma Elik Shei Talshu. And just like things can only become tame when they're detached from the ground, kachin mekabel hechsher ela ad sheyitolshu. So two things can only become hukshir lekabel tuma once they are detached from the ground. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there. Everyone have a great day.